Welcome to the Reverse Mortgage Show, Colorado's premier program on reverse mortgages. The Reverse Mortgage Show is brought to you by Silverleaf Mortgage, based right here in Colorado. They are Colorado's number one reverse mortgage broker and specialize in home equity conversion mortgages. Now, here's your host, Matt Witt.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Reverse Mortgage Show, put on by Silverleaf Mortgage. My name is Matt Witt. I'm the president of Silverleaf Mortgage right here, a local company here in Colorado. And today in the studio with me is Corbin Swift. Corbin is our senior vice president of lending, and Corbin is our expert in reverse mortgages. He knows all the underwriting and all of the technical requirements. Very lucky that Corbin's been with us for more than a year now. And so he joins me in the studio occasionally and to give, you know, some of the real detailed parts of a reverse mortgage. You know, we thank you for tuning in and listening to us today. So our program is just, it's about everything that you can think of about reverse mortgages. We're going to kind of give you the basics, and then we might jump into some fun stories. You know, we've been on the air here now for over 3 years with Crawford Broadcasting, and we're very thankful to be on the air. To do the radio show is a lot of fun. It breaks up, you know, kind of the monotony of our days, and it gives us a chance to tell all of our listeners, you know, some fun parts about reverse mortgages and some of the fun clients and people that we've met over the years. Silverleaf Mortgage is a Colorado corporation. We've been in business now for more than 5 years, but we have been focusing exclusively on reverse mortgages for 5 years or longer. That's almost all that we do. We're very good at it. We're the number one reverse mortgage broker in Colorado a number of years running. Of course, we have, you know, top credentials with the Better Business Bureau, and we just love this space working with retirees. We have put together a foundation, a charitable foundation, to give back to the community. And, you know, since COVID hit in March, we went out and purchased more than $30,000 worth of PPE supplies to give out to our senior community and to nursing homes. In addition, you've probably seen, if you've seen us on TV at all, you've seen our custom $200,000 RV that we have a separate clean office in the back, germ-free, no human contact office for clients to come in, learn about a reverse mortgage, talk to the loan officers through video and audio. You can see them through a glass wall, but there's no human contact. So we put that together to make sure that our clients are safe. And then even in the last 3 to 4 months, we've given, you know, more than 200,000 out to clients who need help. And so, you know, we would encourage everybody in Colorado to do business with Colorado companies. The money stays here in Colorado. You know, we pay our employees repatriate the community. But as Silverleaf, you know, continues to do well, we put that money right back into the senior community. So we're very thankful to, you know, all of our previous clients and the clients we're working with and our listeners. That's a little bit about Silverleaf Mortgage. Corbin, before I, you know, talk through the whole show, I know our listeners have, you know, heard about reverse mortgages, and this probably isn't the first time, but go ahead, in case we have new listeners, and tell us what are some of just the basics of a reverse mortgage?
Well, thanks, Matt. It's, by the way, it's great to be back here and be on the radio again with you. Enjoying this a lot. Probably the best way to, you know, understand a reverse mortgage is, first of all, let's just define or, you know, kind of identify what a traditional mortgage is. A traditional forward mortgage is when you have a property, you borrow money against it. You get, let's say, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. They secure it against your property, and you borrow the money, and then over a period of 30 years, you pay that mortgage back by paying the interest as well as some to reduce the principal. Everybody that has had a house, most people have experienced this. A reverse mortgage is really no different in the fact that it is still just a mortgage on your property. But in this case, you're borrowing money, and they'll put the lien on the property, and then you'll receive this money or you'll get access to it on a line of credit. And then instead of having to make payments, the interest that would be normally paid by a mortgage payment would just accrue on your mortgage balance. So this is a great way that you can manage your cash flow. Some people take this mortgage out and they might make some payments on it to reduce the amount of interest that is accruing. But then quite a few people, most of the people actually, will borrow this money. And then instead of having to make a payment, they'll just go ahead and allow the interest to grow and be added to their mortgage balance.
That's exactly right. Corbin, yesterday I was talking with a client and she doesn't need a reverse today, but she's at a crossroads. She's 10 years into retirement. She did very well setting herself up, having assets going into retirement. But now a lot of her liquid assets are almost depleted. So she has a home that's free and clear. She has a rental property that's free and clear. And she's trying to figure out, how is she going to have money for cash flow in the future. And she talked to her bank about getting a line of credit, and that line of credit has a payment. And then she thought of, do I have to sell one of the rentals? And so when we talked, she could take out a reverse mortgage and have a line of credit. Her home is about $850,000. She could have a line of credit of about 50%. She's not going to need $425,000, but she might need $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, maybe even over the course of a year, maybe $100,000 or $200,000 over 2 or 3 or 5 years. And, in the end, she thought for her, the best solution is to take out a reverse mortgage and use the line of credit feature. Rates are very low. They're at historical lows on forward loans, purchase loans, refinances, and also on reverse mortgages. And she determined that because of the value of her house and because she was only going to draw a lower amount on the reverse mortgage line of credit, that her house values were going to continue to grow at a much faster pace than her loan balance. And if her loan balance is only 10% of the value of her house, if that's what she draws out, then you have a low interest. And, interest rates are between 3 and 4% on reverse mortgages right now. They're just very low, like other conventional loan products. If a 10% loan balance is growing at 4%, her 100% home value is growing at, when we say market rates are 3% national appreciation. So 100% is growing at 3%, and only 10% of the value is growing at 4%. So she is gaining equity every month, every year. She's not losing it. So for her, that was, the right solution. And, a reverse mortgage is a great planning tool. It is so hard, especially, in today's financial world after COVID hit, to go to the bank and borrow. All of the largest banks and lenders in the nation have almost stopped lending second mortgages or lines of credit almost exclusively. As soon as this hit, all the big banks stopped lines of credit, and you can't go out and get a new one. It's very, very tough, even if you're a highly qualified, employed full-time borrower with a great credit score. Those line of credit products have just been suspended. The reverse mortgage is very unique, and that's the primary feature on a reverse, is the revolving line of credit. So that product is still here, and it's available for homeowners 62 and above. It's a fantastic feature. So you don't have to draw it all out. You can have it sitting there waiting for the future, but you can plan ahead because, as you get into retirement, things are going to happen. Your heater's going to go out in your house, an air conditioner's going to go out, your car's going to break down. And then heaven forbid, someday a spouse is going to pass on. And it's a great tool to make sure that the spouse can be taken care of and have a line of credit and, can be able to stay in the home forever.
You're right. And Matt, this product can be used in so many different ways. For her, the example you gave, for her, it's more of a timing tool. If you're on retirement and you have different investments and assets, there's better times than others to liquidate them. The worst thing you want to do is be forced to liquidate an asset at the wrong time. If you're at the beginning of a boom in the market for housing, that's a good time to be hanging on to the property and enjoy that appreciation. So in her case, she didn't want to liquidate these properties yet because she thinks the market is going to be very, very attractive for the next few years. So she's going to utilize temporarily the equity by way of in their house to use the reverse mortgage to get to that. And let's say 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the line, she sells one of those properties. She'll probably reinvest that by paying down her balance on the reverse, which reloads up that line of credit for future use, reduces the amount of interest that would accrue. And so it works in with her plan. She's not being forced to work through someone else's timing.
That's exactly right. You know, she also told me that she's talked to another lender, and she talked to one of the big national lenders that she saw on TV. And, you know, we're here in Colorado, and we know Colorado. I've been here in Colorado since 1993, and I know all parts of Colorado. And of course, you know, we are very proud of Colorado and its beauty and the weather and the low humidity and the mountains and all the outdoor sporting events. Well, she lives in Boulder. And as she talked to this national lender, they kept comparing Boulder to California. And it's because this over-the-phone national lender that she was talking to does not know Colorado. And Boulder is not California. And I don't think too many people in Boulder would appreciate, you know, being referred to as California. So that didn't go so well. But, you know, again, we are local. We're experts in the Colorado real estate. We've been focused on reverse mortgages for many, many years. We're experts in it. We know almost every bit of any type of underwriting and scenario that could happen. And so as clients call in and they ask questions to say, you know, I have something unique here. I've got a 30-acre property or everything that you can think of that comes through as a question of, you know, do you think you can help me? We know the answers to that. So instead of doing business with, you know, somebody over the phone out of state, do business with Silverleaf Mortgage here in Colorado. Will take great care of you. You know, before the COVID hit, we made house calls, and that was our specialty. Is we did business the old-fashioned way at the kitchen table, come out and meet our clients, and then we do a home inspection. Well, now we don't go and meet our clients face-to-face, at least, you know, within 6 feet. We want to make sure that they're safe. We don't intrude and enter their homes. But we will come out and do an exterior inspection, and then we'll talk to the clients. And here's why we do that. It's very easy as you get into retirement. Well, I'm 52 and not retired yet, and it's very easy for this to happen to me, too. Over the years, you let a few maintenance projects go, and you end up with deferred maintenance. It happens when you're 52. It happens when you're 62, 72, 82. Well, as you get into retirement, you know that your house hasn't been painted in a few years. Your yard probably hasn't been kept the way that you did, you know, when you were younger. And all those things happen, and that's just normal as you get into retirement. Well, when we come out and do an inspection, we want to make sure that your home is 100% ready for the appraiser to come over and appraise your home. Now, they're doing exterior only appraisals, so the appraisers are not required to come into your home, so you can be safe there as well. But we want the appraiser to see the house in the best condition possible, because he has to compare it to homes that have sold on the market. So a realtor puts a house on the market for sale and a new couple buys it, and that's a comparable for your home. So we got to get your home in that type of condition. And so we have a repair program. We have some of the best Colorado contractors They'll come out and do any type of work that you think needs to be done or that together we think needs to be done. They'll do that work, defer that payment until after closing, until you get your reverse mortgage completed, you get your money, and then you can pay those contractors. So we have this home repair program, and it allows our borrowers the chance to spiff up their home, update anything that they'd like to see updated, paint, carpet. Maybe there's some electric or plumbing that needs some help. They don't have to worry about putting that money out up front. And then all of a sudden, their home transforms into something beautiful like it was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. And it brings them tremendous joy, but it doesn't bring them, you know, the financial burden. And at the same time, we don't charge for the appraisal up front. The appraisals can be $600, $650. We know that's a burden. So Silverleaf will advance the cost of the appraisal. We'll have the home appraised. And then after closing or at closing, you know, when the loan closes and you get your money, then you can just reimburse us for the appraisal. So there's a lot of benefits of doing business with Silverleaf and a company here locally.
Absolutely.
Corbin, you were going to tell us about a recent client. Sometimes we love to talk about our clients and tell stories. Tell us about a recent client that you were working with that you really were able to help.
I'd be happy to. This is one of my favorite situations because I think it illustrates really well at how this product can be used in a really wonderful way. Not that long ago, I received a phone call, and it was a wonderful lady, who, 72 years old, recent widow, about 6 months ago, and at that point. And she was very frustrated, very scared. And so she called us because she had heard us on the radio, on this station. And to back up on what her situation was, after her husband passed, now mind you, she was living in a home that's now worth $300,000. They had it free and clear. This is a house they bought together after they got married, and they had lived in this for 50 years. It's the only house they've owned, and it means everything to her. So now she's in a situation where they were both on retirement, Social Security. Hers was less than his, but on his passing, she doesn't get to keep both. She's going to take the higher. And in her case, hers was $800 and his was $1,400. So combined, they lived a conservative life, but they did it on $2,200 a month. Now she's left with the responsibility of the property and $1,400 a month. So what she did is, because her house was free and clear, she went and talked to a lender and inquired about a home equity line of credit. She was turned down. Then she tried to get a cash out refinance, was turned down. So at that point, her only options that she knew of was to take on a boarder. And she says, I'm not going to have roommates at this point in my life, or to sell the home. Neither of which she wanted. She had heard us on the radio. It opened her eyes to another possibility. We talked. We were able to get her the reverse mortgage. It established for her a line of credit of $178,000 plus. And for her, what we did is we said, this can create a payment flow cash-free to you every month for the rest of your life in the amount of $775. She says, oh, I don't need that much. I said, that's great. What would you like? And she says, you know, $500 a month would be more than enough. So we set it up on a guaranteed for life monthly tenured payment of $500 a month. And it still allowed her to have access to an additional about $59,000 of a line of credit. So this made all the difference. Now she's still in the home. She doesn't have a mortgage payment still. Her cash flow is up to a level that's comfortable. And when I talked to her last month just to see how things were going, she was just, you can tell she's glowing on the other end of the phone. She went ahead and took a little money out on that other part of the line of credit and was able to get some things fixed up in the house that for the last 20 years have been really bugging her. So she's just feeling young again and enjoying life. And this is what we can do.
Yeah, that is exactly what we can do. You know, a reverse mortgage is a life-changing event for anybody that takes advantage of one. So you're able to borrow about 50% of the value of your house. You start with the basic line of credit, and that line of credit can be used however you would like. You can retire the mortgage. You can just leave it sit there and not draw. You can draw out a lump sum. So it is so versatile, and it's available for retired homeowners. The program is an FHA-sponsored program. When they created this 20 years ago, they did it knowing that the borrower is on a retirement income, even as low as a single person fixed income Social Security. It's not credit score driven. So we know that into retirement, things can happen. You can have some medical collections that get in the way, or maybe a cosign for a grandchild on a student loan or a car, and that didn't go so well. So it has a very low income threshold that almost everybody can qualify for, and it's not credit score driven. So, you know, roughly, if you can borrow about 50% of the value of your home, and again, the word reverse distinguishes this program just simply that you don't have to make a monthly payment. Now, you can choose to make a monthly payment. You'll get a statement every month, and it'll show you what an interest-only payment is. You can make all of that, part of that, none of that. You can alternate months. It's totally at your choosing, but you are not required to make a payment. So at 50%, you know, if your home has a value of $300,000, $500,000, or if your home has a value of $20 million, the program covers every level of value of home across the market. So it's not just for a $300,000 home. I had a client call in 2 weeks ago. Her home is worth about $2.5 million. Her son, especially in these times right now, he's been struggling. And she has a daughter overseas, and there's a grandchild with her daughter overseas that she hasn't been able to see her granddaughter. So she's got access to more than $1 million. Now, there's nothing she needs. She's set up. There's nothing she needs. But she has two children, and she's just not able to spend, you know, all of the time that she would like with her children. And I know that everybody who has children, those are the most important parts of your entire life, regardless of any physical asset. So she said, Matt, I want to get a line of credit, and I want to start distributing it to my son who needs some help, and to my daughter, and bring the granddaughter over. And I want to spend some time with them for the next 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, however long I have, and use that $1 million to brighten their lives while I'm still here. Because, you know, once I'm gone, then they just get an inheritance, and then I'm kind of forgotten, and I don't get to see all the beauty that it brings. And she said, while I'm alive, I'm going to give to them, and they need it a little bit, and it's going to change their lives 100%. So whatever your reason is, you might want to pay some bills. You might want to put some money in the bank. You might want to take a lump sum, take a vacation, buy an RV. There's all kinds of different reasons that people use this program. And again, it's for $300,000 homes and $20 million homes. So if you've thought of it and you'd like to get some real information, you're not sure of, you know, if some of the information you've heard at the senior center or from your neighbors is accurate, give us a call. My name is Matt Witt. I'm the president of Silverleaf Mortgage. You can call us at 720-458-4052. 720-458-4052. You can also call Corbin Swift. And you could talk to us personally and individually and just ask us questions and see how it might help you. We also do a lot of advertising in Colorado. You might see us. We're on Channel 2, Fox 31, Comcast. We're on the what they call on top of the box, all the streaming devices. You might see our commercials. and they have numbers to call us as well, but we're at silverleafmortgage.com. That's silver and leaf, L-E-A-F, mortgage.com. 720-458-4052. Corbin, we're just winding down. Do you have anything you'd like to say to our listeners here in the last few minutes?
Yes, I'd like to just invite anybody to call in with whatever questions you have. We're here to really do that, to answer questions, to educate people on how this product works, but not just that. It's really understanding a tool that you all have available in your retirement toolbox, but it's one of those tools that most people don't know how to use it or what it's for. So if for no other reason, just to know how to work with your tools and whether or not it is something that you can utilize and improve your retirement, it's not a product that is just for people that are struggling or on their last leg. Right. It is an incredible tool for financial planning.
It absolutely is. I'd like to thank everybody that's listened to us today. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful week and number of weeks coming ahead. We're on the airwaves every week. Please listen to our show. And again, you can reach us at 720-458-4052. This is Matt Witt, the president, and Corbin Swift, our senior vice president. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Call Matt Witt and the team at Silverleaf Mortgage today. Ask about their free informal home inspection to get the most appraised value out of your home. Call 720-458-4052 or visit silverleafmortgage.com. NMLS number 1394377. Silverleaf Mortgage is an equal housing lender.